wonderful that our families have decided today for giving the thanks. And as Amin was mentioning on Sunday, it's critical that we remember that we don't just make this an attitude or a good disposition or a feeling, but we're actually giving thanks to God. When you give thanks to someone, when you give thanks, you're giving, expressing appreciation for having received something. And if our thanksgiving is sort of abstract, if it doesn't have a person that it's giving thanks to, then we sort of live in a sort of depersonalized, non-relational world. But when we give thanks to God, we acknowledge that the world is profoundly relational. God exists in three persons, Holy Trinity. He created man, human beings, in such a way that it's not good for us to be alone. He created us not only to be united to one another in various types of relationships, but also to be the home for Him in this world, to be rightly related to Him, to be His temple. And so the giving of thanks affirms in this most profound way how fundamental relationships are in this world. And then thanksgiving also acknowledges in this similarly profound way that what we have doesn't come from us. What we have comes from the person outside of us. We get things given to us as gifts at different times in the world, and maybe sometimes we think we earn them or deserve them. We have a job, we work, we get paid, and we think we deserve what we got. But ultimately, everything that we have comes from God, and we don't deserve it. It comes totally as a gift. Even our very life, our existence, our being in this world comes as a gift from God. And so we thank Him for giving us all that we have. We heard in the first epistle reading today from the James, the brother of our Lord, that every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of all lights. And it's a line that we quote at the end of every divine liturgy. So all of the good things that we've been given, all of the gifts that we have in this life, come from God, even if we think that somehow we earn them. We're quite mistaken that to be the focus. So thanksgiving is profoundly relational. Thanksgiving is this expression of humility, that what we have doesn't come from us, it comes from outside of us. It comes to us as a gift from God. And then finally, the difficult situation in which the things that we're given, they don't seem so good to us. They don't seem like a good and perfect gift. They seem like trials and tribulations and hardships. They seem to maybe be a little hyperbolic. They seem like Job, given all of these things. What good is that for us? St. Paul tells us in the letter to the first letter to the Thessalonians who, in everything give thanks. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. He means in every situation, in every circumstance. Regardless of if it seems good to us or not, what's God's will for us? We often think, oh, am I supposed to endure in this situation? Should I quit this job? Should I give up on this marriage? Should I pack up and move? Should I, whatever it is. We were wondering what God's will is, and we're wondering how it is we should change our behavior. But St. Paul says, no, the first step, the very first thing, if you want to do God's will, is to give thanks right where you are. Don't think about fighting or fleeing. That's our natural reactance to hardships, to difficulties, to things that we experience as threats in our life, to fight or flight. But St. Paul says, really just stay put. In the circumstance, in the midst of the situation that you're in, give thanks to God, and you'll be doing His will. Very hard to do, because in the trials of this life, they're trials, they're hardships for us. They are sometimes very small, sometimes very large, sometimes short in duration, sometimes long in duration. The ultimate trial, of course, is our very death. If we limit ourselves to thinking about the things that we experience in this world to the confines and boundaries of this world, will be, how strong I'll be, what my health is like, how good of a job I have, how much money I'm making, do I have sufficient security, do I have enough insurance for the troubles that might come my way. And then there'll always be a calculation of whether or not it's worth giving thanks, because maybe in the realm of this world, things are not going to balance out so good for me. When St. Paul, the whole history, the tradition of our church, exhorts us to give thanks in every situation, it's asking us to remember that these things come to us from God, who's outside this confines of this world. To see what might not be so good for our reputation or our health, our financial security, might be exactly what we need for our soul. St. Paul elsewhere says that the bodily discipline is good for a little bit, but the spiritual effort that we can make is good in all things, he says, both in this world and in the world to come. And what he means by saying that bodily discipline, not that exercise, good health, good diet, whatever, is good for a little bit, he means it's just good in this world. It's just good in the confines and boundaries of this temporal, spatial-temporal space that we live in. Well, that's a fine thing. God created it. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. But in and of itself, it doesn't go with us to the age to come. And so St. Paul is asking us to cultivate the practice of thanksgiving in which we're aware of what's valuable and profound, not only in this world. Sure, it's good in this world, but it's good in the age to come. It's good to be thankful for the things in this world so that we're not controlled by them and subject to them and bound by them, so that our mood doesn't go up and down with every passing good and bad thing that comes to us. That's good in this world. The Buddhists believe that, and they have now, even in academics that are academic institutions that are studying the value of gratitude and its effect on your life, and gratitude journals. And this isn't thanksgiving to God, this is just gratitude. And it turns out to be, they can show with these studies, you know, these research that they do, that people's lives are better in this world if they just have an attitude of gratitude. I think that's a wonderful thing. It's like a little bodily discipline. It's like getting a little exercise or having a healthy diet. But we shouldn't be confused that it's still within the confines and bounds of this world. The things that we want to pursue, the ways in which we want our eyes to see the world, is to see that there's a world outside of this spatial temporal structure. That we give thanks to God in every situation because our life is in part outside of this structure. Our life is created for communion with the eternal God. And the things that come our way that may not seem so healthy for us or so prosperous for us in this world might be the very things that enhance that communion with our eternal Creator. So we pursue the spiritual disciplines of life, so that we can not only benefit in this world, but in the world to come. We give thanks to God because of the profound sense of relationships that we were created for, this fundamental structure of the world, even of the Holy Trinity. We give thanks to God because it's God who provides this world for us. Because it's an expression of humility, it's an expression of the source and origin of all that is good and beautiful in this world. And we give thanks to God even when it's not manifest or clear to us how within the confines of this world this is good, because we believe and we trust and we hope that God is shaping us and molding us, not only for this world, but for the world to come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.